Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. Thank you for tuning in again to this week's podcast. We are continuing to talk about transforming the language of procrastination into the language of a producer. So let's talk a little bit more about procrastination. Procrastination often acts like a phobia. You know how you have a fear of spiders, a fear of heights, a fear of flying, a fear of close and confined spaces. And often when we have a fear of something, we have a tendency to desire to avoid it because fear can cause us to think and feel uncomfortable. We experience stress symptoms such as muscle tension, increased heart rate, or even butterflies in our stomach. Sometimes our body temperature increases and also our mind may begin to race. When we approach tasks or objects that we are afraid of. Sometimes that's how it is when we face things that appear to be a threat to our self-worth, our self-confidence, our image, or anything like that. We often become afraid, and fear has a tendency to make us engage in avoidance type behavior. And also fear has a tendency to paralyze us, to stop us from moving, to make us stand still. And often we become stuck. But I want to encourage you today that you do not have to be stuck. You do not have to be afraid. We need to be fear inoculated. And what we're saying here, just like as children, we had to get all of our immunization shots. Often they would give us a little bit of the virus so that our bodies can build up resistance to the virus so that it will not make us sick. Well, that's what we have to do when it comes to fear that causes us to procrastinate. We need our fear to be inoculated. We need to get a little bit of that fear. And then we need to work in small steps, but in great strides to overcome that fear by building our confidence, by changing the way we think about that thing that is causing us to become afraid, that is causing us to feel anxious, that is causing us to feel overwhelmed. We need to transform our thinking. So with this fear inoculation, each time we start to work on a project, even just for a few minutes, we break down that phobia. We break down that fear. We break down that anxiety. We break down that stress, and we prove to ourselves that we can handle it and that we are producers and we can make things happen. If we purpose to start 5 times a day, we will build a healthy alternative to running away, and we will build our confidence to overcome fear and procrastination. And I guess you say, well, what do you mean starting 5 times a day? Will we ever complete anything? And believe me, I know in the past few podcasts, we talked about getting started, but you have to know by now that it is our goal to start a thing as well as bring it to completion. So we're not looking to create another bad habit by not being a finisher, but first things first, we must start off being a producer. And that starts with facing our fears. We must work to overcome our fears. Procrastination reduces tension by taking us away from something that we view as painful or threatening. And therefore, we have a tendency to engage in avoidance type behavior. You know, where we say, oh, I'm going to do this later. I just need to take a break. Oh, I'm going to, after I watch my favorite TV show, oh, I think I need to go to the store first. Oh, I need to tend to that first, or I need to do that first. We have a tendency to avoid the things that make us feel uncomfortable. And oftentimes, when this discomfort builds up on the inside of us, we want to appease ourselves. We want to comfort ourselves in some kind of way. And here we get into a place of emotional eating. Or sometimes we drink or pop a pill. Whatever your vice is, it is time to transform avoidance type behavior. It is time to face our fears, get inoculated, and prove to ourselves that we are producers and that we can make things happen. Oftentimes, the thing that goes on the inside of us is this thing to criticize ourselves. It is the thoughts that we think about the projects, the tasks, or the objects that we face that causes the emotions of fear and stress to rise up on the inside of us. Oftentimes, we are our own worst critic, but I want to challenge your thought process today. Some of this self-criticism, where did it start? Did it start when we were growing up? Did we grow up in a home where our parents were critical and had very high standards? What about our teachers? Did they often say, I see the potential on the inside of you and you can do so much more? Or maybe it was our boss. Maybe it was our spouse or other family members of other people that are very influential in our life, whose thoughts and opinions of us mean more to us than our own personal thoughts and opinions. Well, I want you to take a moment and really look at the thoughts that you think when you're faced with things, tasks, projects, assignments, or objects that causes you to procrastinate or instills fear on the inside of you. What thoughts are you thinking that is causing you to delay in moving forward? Jot down some of these thoughts. Evaluate them. Are they valid? Ask yourself a couple of questions. Are these thoughts valid? Are they pertinent to who I am now? Are they true? Have these thoughts been perpetuated in your life? Are these thoughts that have been acted out over the past 3 to 6 months? As you sit down and evaluate your thought process, I want you to look at the list of thoughts that you think. These are the things that hold you back. These are the things that paralyze you with fear. These are the thoughts that cause stress to rise up to make you have that sense of being overwhelmed. These are the things that are causing you to procrastinate. For every thought that you wrote down, I want you to write next to it something to encourage yourself. Now, don't get me wrong. If some of the thoughts that you think about yourself are true, this is the time to transform the way that you think about yourself. This is the time to get to take action. To really become the person that you desire to be. And I guess you say, well, how do you know I don't desire to be that? Well, if you did desire to be that person, then you wouldn't be listening to this podcast now. Then you wouldn't take the time to write down the thoughts and examine them. Then you wouldn't be one that struggles with procrastination. I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to be the best version of yourself. And I believe that you want to take some strides to transform not only the way you think, but the way you feel and the way you act, and ultimately the way you live. So take some time and review the thoughts that you think that are so critical, and change criticism, transform it into encouragement. You can do it. And as you do this, self-threats begin to release, decrease. The endless to-do list that you never tackle, you will begin to tackle those to-do lists. And you will begin to experience a sense of accomplishment, and your confidence will grow. Your courage will grow. You'll find that looking at tasks and assignments and projects are not as painful, but you will find yourself being transformed into the producer that is up for the challenge, because you know that you can make things happen. Work, tasks, projects, and assignments, they do not have to be painful, but you can get a sense of enjoyment as you work to transform the way you think. There is a saying in a famous book, "What you think is what you become." If you want to transform who you are into the best version of yourself, it starts with transforming the way you think. As we tackle procrastination in these podcasts, this is just one of many areas that we are working to transform. And so I ask that you continue to listen. If you haven't subscribed and this is your first time listening, go ahead and subscribe so that you can get the four previous podcasts and you can catch up. Also, I want you to invite your friends to subscribe. I believe that they will benefit from the transformation information that's taking place in these podcasts. Now, this podcast is free, and the apps to listen to these podcasts are not only easily downloaded, but they are free as well. I want you to be the best version of you. How about you? Tune in next week as we continue to work on transforming procrastination language into the language of a producer.